This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, January 18th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Despite being the most dangerous country for Christians to live in the world, North Korea still has tens of thousands of Christians. Some of them remain underground inside, while others escape to other countries to seek freedom, reports International Christian Concern. In northeast China, Open Doors field workers run secret safe houses for North Korean Christians who have managed to escape. Through secret networks in China, they're also able to provide vital food and spiritual support to more than 90,000 North Korean believers. North Korea sees Christianity as a national security issue and harshly punishes Christians for their faith, including labor camp, torture, and even death. Please continue to keep the North Korean Christians in your prayer. 2 Timothy 3 verse 12 says, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." A powerful earthquake has rocked Indonesia, killing at least 42 people, with more feared dead as rescuers search for survivors, reports the BBC. The 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck on Friday morning, just hours after an earlier smaller tremor. Hundreds of people were injured and thousands displaced by the quake. Indonesia has a history of devastating earthquakes and tsunamis, with more than 2,000 killed in a 2018 quake. A 41-year-old healthy mother of two was found dead by her boyfriend 2 days after getting a COVID-19 vaccine in Portugal, having shown no prior signs of adverse reactions, reports the Epoch Times. Sonia Acevedo, who worked in a pediatric clinic in Porto, Portugal, was one of 538 health professionals to receive the first of two shots of the experimental Pfizer COVID vaccine on December 30th. Acevedo's grieving father, Abilio Acevedo, was quoted in the Daily Mail as saying his daughter never drank alcohol, never ate anything out of the ordinary, and was in perfect health. He said, quote, "I want to know what caused my daughter's death," end quote. Pollster Frank Luntz discovered that most Trump supporters would vote for him again, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
91% of those who voted for Donald Trump on Election Day would vote for him again. And this is a poll that was done on Monday, just 48 hours ago. It's astounding that only 5% would switch their vote from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. And I got two more numbers for you. 67% believe that if the votes were counted accurately and fairly, Donald Trump would have won. And the most staggering of all, 78% believed that the election was rigged and stolen. So you've got a segment of the American people, a large segment, that do not trust our electoral process and are just so angry that they feel like the country's drifting away from them.
President Trump shut down the idea almost immediately about possibly resigning, and he has made clear to aides that mere mention of President Richard Nixon, the last president to resign, was banned, reports CNN. Aides have pleaded with Trump to deliver some type of farewell address, either live or taped, that would tick through his accomplishments in office. For now, Trump is undecided on whether he will pen a letter to Joe Biden to leave on his desk in the Oval Office. Some of his advisors have encouraged him to think about continuing the tradition. One thing is for sure, he will not be attending the Biden inauguration. Initially, Trump had planned to depart the White House a day early, but he now plans to leave this Wednesday morning, January 20th. His departure aboard Marine One from the White House South Lawn will likely be visible and audible to the Bidens, who will spend the night before the inauguration at Blair House, across Pennsylvania Avenue from the Executive Mansion. Missouri Republican Senator Mike Moon introduced the Abolition of Abortion in Missouri Act. The bill adds a definition of person to the criminal code to include a human being from the moment of conception. Additionally, it grants the Attorney General and prosecuting and circuit attorneys the authority to enforce certain provisions of the criminal code relating to offenses against the person, including murder and manslaughter as they relate to abortion. Psalm 139 verses 13 and 14 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And finally, when a man was upset that he was given the wrong type of soda in a McDonald's drive-thru in Atlanta, he literally threw it at Brianna, the pregnant fast food worker who had handed him the incorrect drink, reports GodUpdates.com. Thankfully, Feroza Syed, a real estate broker, was the next customer in line who witnessed what happened. In a December 4th Facebook post, she wrote, quote, "At drive-thru, guy in front of me threw a soda at the woman because it was not what he wanted. She was crying and covered in ice and soda and syrup. It was so obnoxious to me," end quote. When Syed approached the drive-thru, not only did she get the man's license plate, but gave Brianna a cash tip and offered to call the police. After discovering Brianna was 6 months pregnant, Syed set up an online fundraiser, raising $1,700 within 24 hours. The real estate agent said, quote, "She's just obviously going crazy with joy," end quote. And that's the world view in 5 minutes. On this Monday, January 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2021, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.